ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Jesse here. Particle lesson 14. Casually speaking, have some fun with Japanese particles no, na, kana, and jan.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Particle lesson series at JapanesePod101.com.
こんにちは皆さん。 JapanesePod101.com で助詞を勉強しましょうね。
Join us as we learn all about Japanese particles. So in the previous lesson, we covered five sentence ending particles, right Naomi sensei?
そうですよ。 We covered ne, yo, wa, ze, and zo.
And which of those particles are the ones used by men?
ze and zo. じゃあ始めるぞ。
Let's get started. Can you tell us what particles we'll be covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn more sentence ending particles.
This conversation is between a husband and a wife.
そうです。田中さんと田中さんの奥さんの会話です。
The conversation is between Mr. Tanaka and his wife. And where does this conversation take place?
うちですね。
At home. It looks like they're talking about the boy from the previous lesson. Now, particles are a very important part of Japanese. The particles used in a sentence give us information about the meaning. If the wrong particles are used, the whole meaning of the sentence can change. So it's very important to know how to use the different particles in Japanese.
So please visit our learning center for more help on mastering particles.
So let's listen to the conversation.
Buji datta no. Yokatta jan.
So da na.
Benkyō no storesu kana?
So da rō na. Benkyō shiro. Terebi miru na. Manga yomu na.友達と遊ぶな。毎日毎日勉強だけ。まあ、かわいそうだよな。
お母さんも反省したかな？
どうだろうね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
無事だった。たの、よかったじゃん。
そうだな。
勉強のストレスかな。
そうだろうな。勉強しろ。テレビ見るな。漫画読むな。友達と遊ぶな。毎日毎日勉強だけ。まあかわいそうだよな。
お母さんも反省したかな。
どうだろうね。
今度は英語が入ります。
無事だったの。よかったじゃん。
He was found safe? That's great.
そうだな。
Yeah.
勉強のストレスかな。
I wonder if it was stress from studying.
そうだろうな。
Probably.
勉強しろ。テレビ見るな。漫画読むな。友達と遊ぶな。
Study more. Don't watch TV. Don't read manga. Don't play with your friends.
毎日毎日勉強だけ。
It was just study, study every day.
まあ、かわいそうだよな。
Well, I feel sorry for him.
お母さんも反省したかな？
I wonder if the mother is regretting it.
どうだろうね。
It's hard to say.
ジェシーさん、はい、家でって英語でなんて言うの？How do you say 家で in English?
To run away from home. What is it in Japanese again?
家で。 家を出るですね。家 house 出る to leave. So 家出 is running away from home. 家出したことありますか？
Have you ever done 家出？
Ah, never. I've never run away from home actually.
Ah, me neither.
The focus of this lesson is the usage of sentence-ending particles.
In the previous lesson, we learned about some particles that attach to the end of a sentence to indicate the speaker's feeling and tone. In this lesson, you'll learn more of these sentence-ending particles.
We'll cover の、な、かな、and じゃん。
Let's start with の。As you learned in lesson 4, when の is used at the end of a sentence, it indicates a colloquial question. This の is said with rising intonation. When の is said with falling intonation, it serves to soften the statement. This second usage is usually used by women or children. Mm. The best way to illustrate this is with an example. Can we hear a sentence that uses の with rising intonation?
Sure. 今日何するの?
What are you going to do today? Did you notice that the intonation of the の went up? So that indicates a question. 今日何するの? Okay, so how about the example of のwith falling intonation?
学校に行くの?
I'm going to go to school. So did you see that? This time, の has falling intonation, so it's just a statement.
学校に行くの? And this usage is slightly feminine. It's okay for both gender to ask question using rising の, but if you add の to soften a statement, it sounds feminine.
Right. So male speakers out there, please be careful.
はい、気をつけてください。
Let's go on to the next particle, な. The particle な softens the speaker's assertion or agreement in informal speech. It also attaches to the dictionary form of a verb, and it means don't, as in don't do that. So allow us to start with the な that is used to soften the speaker's statement. This な is often used by male speakers. The final vowel, あ, is often prolonged, as in な. Can we have a sample sentence?
Sure. この車は高いな。
This car is expensive.
All you have to do is attach な to the informal form. この車は高い。
This car is expensive.
Plus な.
But the な is not always prolonged, right?
Ah, そうですね。
When you're using な to mean don't, you don't prolong it. It's really short.
そうです。Exactly. な expresses negative command.
The dictionary form of a verb plus な is a really strong command saying not to do something. It's equivalent to don't in English. So for example, how would you say don't go?
To go is 行く. So 行くな.
Don't go. How about don't come?
To come is 来る. So 来るな.
Don't come. And this is quite a strong expression, isn't it?
強いですね. It's quite strong. I don't think we use it very often. But you might see those kinds of phrases written on a sign.Like, 触るな、危険! Near high-voltage electrical power lines.
I've seen those kinds of signs before. Mm. So, 触るな、don't touch. 危険, danger. Makes a lot of sense.
そうですね。I have to admit that the next particle we are going to introduce is one I use all the time.
Which one is that?
かな?
Ah, that's right. You do actually use this one a lot. The particle かな expresses the speaker's uncertainty about something. The English equivalent would be, I wonder.
Right, like, 会議は3時からかな?
I wonder if the meeting is at 3.
If you say, 会議は3時から, it's a statement. But making a bold statement like this can be risky if you are wrong.
Oh, right, I can see that.
So what I always do is, when I'm not sure, I put かな.At the end of the sentence, to avoid being held responsible.
Ah, I see. So if you're not sure about something, it might not be a bad idea to use かな to show that you aren't 100% sure. かな is also used as a question to oneself or a request to the listener. The last vowel, あ, is sometimes prolonged as in かな?
Right. どうしてかな?
I wonder why.
And here's an example of how it can be used in a request.明日、会社に来られるかな?
I'm wondering if you can come to work tomorrow. The last particle we're covering is
じゃん。
じゃん is the contracted form of じゃない, meaning isn't it? It's often used by younger people to confirm or criticize something in an informal way. Do you use this a lot, Naomi-sensei?
I'm not that young, but I use it a lot.
Mm.
For example, when I compliment my friend, I say, いいじゃん.
That's nice, isn't it?
And if I were upset that someone forgot what I told them the day before, I would say, 昨日言ったじゃん.
I told you yesterday, didn't I? Oh, and one more note about this, じゃん. I've heard that it's actually used a lot in the Kanto area, but yeah. not so much in other areas like Kansai.
そうですね. The people who live near Tokyo use じゃん a lot.
Oh, okay. So that's something else to keep in mind. All right. In this lesson, you learn the sentence ending particles の, な, かな, and じゃん. It's time for us to recap this lesson with a quiz. Which of the following particles expresses the speaker's uncertainty? Here are the choices. 1.
の
2.
な
3.
かな
4.
じゃん.
And the answer is?
3. かな?
かな is equivalent to I wonder in English. All right, on to the next question. How do you say don't go? The choices are 1.
行くの
2.
行くな
3.
行くかな
4.
行くじゃん.
And the answer is?
2. 行くな. Don't go.
So the dictionary form of a verb plus な expresses a really strong command saying not to do something.
Okay, that's all for this lesson.
Make sure that you read the lesson notes to reinforce what we've learned here. Oh, and I want to remind everyone about the Kanji Close-Up PDF that comes with nearly every lesson.
We choose some useful kanji from each lesson and put it into a PDF that you can use it to study.
We give you a word, show you what each kanji means in that word, and there are even little boxes provided for you to practice writing the characters.
It's a great way to practice writing out the kanji.
So definitely try out the Kanji Close-Up.
それじゃあまたね!
See you next time!
よかったじゃん!
そうだな!
勉強のストレスかな?
そうだろうな! 勉強しろ! テレビ見るな! 漫画読むな! 友達と遊ぶな! 毎日毎日勉強だけ! まあ、かわいそうだよな!
お母さんも反省したかな?
どうだろうね!